Hello?
Hi there, my name is Dwayne and I'm calling from Public Utilities. I was looking to speak with somebody from the residence, and this was the contact number we had.
Okay, yeah, you got one.
And what might be your name?
Anthony.
Anthony, hi, how are you? Is your home address 41 Lane?
Yeah, that's it.
Perfect. Okay. I am sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but we have some reports of some dirty and discolored water in your area. That's why I'm calling today.
Okay. So what do you need from me?
Well, this is just kind of a courtesy call to let you know that it's not safe to be using any of the water for preparing food or showering, and you definitely shouldn't be drinking it.
How long is this going to take to fix?
It's kind of a doozy, so it might take a few weeks.
Wait, a few weeks?
Yeah, but you never know. It could be quicker, though. That's why it's important that I come over every night and test it, okay?
Hold up. Wait. Every day, where? In my house?
Yes. In order to test the water to see if it's discolored or dirty, I'm going to need to shower at your place or maybe take a bath until I see if it gets better.
Whoa, wait. Hold up. I think we're getting off track a little bit because now it sounds a little bit crazy. I never heard any kind of procedure you have to come to somebody's house and shower with it.
That seems a little bit extra. Shower or bath?
How about neither?
Well, I don't think that's an option because I have to test the water. Also,
you got to find some other way to test it, dude, because you're not coming to my house and showering and taking a bath in my place, man.
Well, actually, this is a mandatory thing.
This is mandatory?
We were getting a lot of complaints about how we weren't following up after initial phone calls. So now it's mandatory that all of the employees come over and shower at your house if they've called you about an issue.
This is nothing I've even heard of before as some kind of procedure, ever. You can check the water somewhere else or some other way.
I hear your concern. Most people have been very accommodating, though.
People are actually letting you shower in their places.
Oh, yeah, they've actually been very accommodating.
Are you kidding me right now? This is, like, unbelievable.
I come over and I make breakfast, I take a shower or a bath, and...
Hold up. Back up. You're making breakfast?
Well, yeah,
people
in
really
some cases...
You make breakfast in their house, like you're at home. That's what you're telling me right now.
You don't want bad water coming out of your tap, do you?
No, I don't, but I don't want some stranger with his ass in my tub either.
Well, that's just it. Don't think of me as a stranger. Just think of me as your friendly utility guy friend. Hey, friend.
Is there somebody else I can talk to? Is there somebody else I can talk to right now? Like a manager, a supervisor, or something?
Well, nobody's going to understand you more than me, friend. So, what? Let's say 6:30 tonight. I'll get off work. I'll come over. And
no, the hell you will.
Maybe boil some pasta?
What are you talking about?
I'll take a nice long hot shower, boil some pasta, and maybe you and I can enjoy a movie or something. I'll hit Redbox on the way home.
That's a straw. I almost gave you the benefit of the doubt with the shower, but watching a movie has nothing to do with testing my water. You're not going to sit here and try to play me like some kind of fool and tell me otherwise.
I know it might sound strange to you, but like I said, trust me, I'll be home at about 6 or 6:30.
Wait, home?
Shower, make...
Like, yo, this is not your home, man. You're not moving in here. Is that what you think is happening?
Well, no, I don't think I'm moving in. I think I'm just helping you out. But, I mean, why not call it home if I have to shower there and eat there and watch movies with you and sleep there, you know, every couple nights? I mean, why not?
What the hell you mean sleeping? You're definitely not sleeping here.
Oh, I thought I could maybe just crash there for a couple nights, too.
You know what? This is a scam. I know it is. It's got to be a scam.
Well, no, it's a prank phone call, actually. Not really a scam.
Is what?
It's a prank phone call because this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the morning doing a phone tap on you, and your best friend Rodney set you up.
This is a prank call?
Yeah, your friend Rodney emailed me to call you.
Oh my God.
He said that you guys like to play pranks on each other, and he asked for my help with this one, so.
Oh man, that's crazy.
Are you sure? You sure I can't come over and shower and maybe watch a movie, man? I can make pasta really good.
Oh man, you stay away from my house. I'm good.